You've been to San Diego. Yes?
Macron found out long ago. Oh, it's a long way down to the Holiday Bowl. Oh, Holiday Bowl. Oh, Holiday Bowl.
That note is so much longer than you think it's going to be, isn't it?
Like, watch if that, everybody,
you want to make fun of like Lindsey Buckingham for losing his voice, and then you remember that he had to sing that song like probably 5,000.
He's going to be singing it all day. It's going to alternate between him singing that and me playing the Whale Slap fight song that I have on my phone as a ringtone.
I just love that. I love it when he does Silver Springs with Stevie Nicks, and you can hear him Jar! In the background. Like Lindsey Buckingham comes closest to just sounding like an emphysemic mastiff.
Have you seen the original video of this that doesn't involve the National Lampoon opening credits?
At all. It's like a 1980...
He drinks Drano. There was like 1984 and Metropolis metaphors and...
Mm-hmm. Which is real cute because like Lindsey Buckingham's like, oh man, I want people to remember me as an artist. And they're like, dude, you helped make Rumors and you banged Stevie Nicks and you did that song from National Lampoon's Vacation. And then he probably cries into his... modest but still substantial pile of money. This is the Bridgepoint Holiday Bowl, which we still mourn for not being the Pacific Life Holiday Bowl, because if anything were to bring people together over a relatively obscure bowl game, two things. One, getting a Pac-12 team versus a Big 12 team with an astonishing and pleasant disregard for defense, and two...
Whale slap.
You don't have that queued up, do you? You really should, like.
Do I ever?
I think you always have that queued up. God damn! Makes you want to fight! Punch a motherfucking whale!
I wish you could see us dancing right now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad he couldn't see me dancing, because my dancing right then kind of looked like Bronco Mendenhall trying to do a fist bump. It was just sad.
Fucking flyboy.
I'll just say this. Baylor and UCLA, we have appropriate sound effects in the background, because there's going to be some bacon cooked tonight, usually in the form of like defensive backs' asses on fire.
Scorched cornerbacks, wall to wall. Baylor, we have to revere for coming so close. They have the nation's top-ranked offense and missed having the nation's last-ranked defense by one slot.
Yeah, one. And also, by the way, in the fireproof Big 12, okay, in the no seatbelts allowed Big 12 in terms of total offense. They were by far the leader in both yards per game and points per game, national ranking. They were incredible, just astonishing production up and down the roster, including Lake Seastrunk, who, yes, we do have
that
to mention.
Lake Seastrunk.
That Lake Seastrunk.
Vacation on lovely Lake Seastrunk.
Yes, who transferred from Oregon, and thank God for that. Because now he's at Baylor, pulling like a hamstring halfway through a 50-yard TD run and finishing it and still pulling away from guys. That happened. Also, on the other side,
Don't forget Nick Florence, who we're going to name an award after last year, because Nick Florence averaged 387 yards of offense a game and ended up in a 7-5 team.
By himself.
He's Tyler Bray's Big 12 spirit brother.
Yeah, he really is. Like Nick Florence in a losing effort.
Yeah. Oh God.
Well, no, but you know that they did win, unlike Nick Foles in a losing effort, right?
Yeah. Baylor there was actually. That.
Keep in mind, Baylor now a respectable football team thanks to Art Briles, who will kick your goddamn teeth in. That's it. Art Briles' name is now Art Briles, who will kick your goddamn teeth in.
With little quotes after that.
That's like his Native American name, right?
Yeah.
He what kicks your teeth in. On the other side, a team that I was utterly wrong about, but I feel pretty good about that because everybody was wrong about this, UCLA.
We were operating under the information we had, which is that A, it's UCLA football, and B, they hired Jim Mora, the lesser Mora.
They did hire the lesser Mora, and they did have next to nothing in terms of proven quantities coming into the season. And yet with that, oh, look at that, Jonathan Franklin and Brett Hundley, maybe the most productive backfield matched up against the most productive backfield in America in Florence and Seastrom. And like, there is no shortage of people who can just make defenses look absolutely palsied in this game. So if you came expecting defense, I know that's cool. I know that, you know, there are guys, you know, UCLA has Dayton Jones, who, his name is Dayton. That's really all you need to know.
He almost has to come with his own backing orchestra.
Yeah. Dayton, totally worth watching. Fine guy. Probably have a nice long career in the NFL. He's not why you're watching this game.
No.
No. And calling this, by the way, we've got, I'm going to call them the TJ Maxx of broadcasting crews, because they're affordable value that won't really blow you away. Brian Greasy, Dave Pasch, and Jen Brown. Jen Brown's probably the weak link, but only because of her forehead.
Now, that can we really, given the parties on this podcast, make fun of other people's foreheads?
I don't think there's anybody who should make fun of someone's forehead more than someone who's got an enormous one, i.e. you and me.
This is true. We're experts at attempting to rock side-swept bangs in a failed attempt to cover the vast expanse of our five heads.
It's true. Jim Brown's skull is so large, combined with ours, you get the three of them together, they probably glow.